you're going to have patients that come in and say, I've used this kind of medicine, and eventually people will get strain specific with sativa and indica and the different strains that fall into the spectrum of all of those different kinds of medicine. And so you want to be able to say to someone, hey, you're having insomnia, okay, because maybe their qualifying condition is pain, but it's keeping them up at night. So they would want to work with maybe possibly a heavy indica. If somebody, you know, has pain during the day as well, but they don't want to be a zombie, because an indica is basically like the stereotypical dazed and confused marijuana experience that people are used to, where, you know, you're sitting on a couch and you have munchies. And interesting enough is that both of those things are strain specific. There's some strains that will give you munchies. There's some strains that actually are appetite suppressants. There's some strains that'll knock you out and make you just want to lay there like a bowl of Jello. And then there's other strains that you'll be able to clean your house. And then there's the spectrum that's all the way in the middle. There's a company in Arizona that is a lab that tests the medicine. They test it for pesticides. They test it for powdery mildew. They test it for insects in case there's something scary in there. But there is a list of the various cannabinoids. It's a very shortcut list. And the various terpenoids that exist in the plants. And interestingly is that the terpenoids are basically what produces the individual aroma in a plant. And they're basically like the essential oil of that particular plant. And every terpenoid has a different medicinal effect. So one of the things that you're able to do in educating patients is, as they know about a particular smell of the medicine, oh, this one smells lemony. Okay, well, this one is going to help me with energy. It can be used for anti-anxiety. It can be used for a whole variety of specific kinds of things. And so that's one of the reasons it's very important for people that want to get into this industry to educate themselves too. Because also the more that you know, the better information you can pass along to people to help them make better health choices for themselves. And that's really what I'm finding that I'm seeing is older adults, going to their YMCA swim class and saying, you know, what are you using these days for your pain, Ethel? and then she says medical marijuana, and they say, does that really work? And then the next thing you know, there's a group out in Arizona called 420 Grannies. And they actually go around to different dispensaries and do reviews on how educated the staff is, how much they know about working with particular conditions and the recommendation of strains. And they review products as well. So that way, because a lot of these people are on a fixed income. And so that way they're able to review products without having to have people waste their money until they know how something works for them, which is really cool.